League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Coming up on the end of the school year for a lot of kids here in Connecticut. Very exciting. Starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna talking to Susie Calabrese every Wednesday. We talk all things about your home. You can find Susie on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
Yeah, and as the teachers are kind of winding down the school year with the kids, what do we have to look forward to at home? So, Susie, what do you have for us?
Exactly. Yeah. So whether you're bidding adieu to a graduate or you're celebrating kids moving up to the next class, these milestones really merit some acknowledgement, even within the cozy confines of our homes. So for those hosting an at-home graduation party or celebration, personalizing the festivities really adds to a special touch. You can transform your party space or backyard into a subtle but memorable visual narrative of their academic journey, depending on where they're graduating. This year, we have a graduate in my house, so I definitely plan on printing some photos of milestone moments during her school years so far, maybe like a banner or a poster. Nothing crazy, but I mean, you know, it's going to be intimate dinner at our house, so that's probably the way that I'll do it. And speaking of that, these celebrations at home, they can be big or they can be small. So if you're hosting a big bash, you've likely already sent out the invites. You probably have the balloon arch planned, photo booth decor ordered, because it's all happening right in the next couple weeks. Or perhaps you're looking for a more intimate way, like I was, to celebrate, but you still want to make it special. So let's focus on the smaller approach. Elevate the celebration by asking your graduate what they want on the menu. Kids at any age have unique preferences, and they get super excited about their favorites just like we do. So an intimate dinner could be just with family, just with friends. A smaller intimate guest list makes your food expenses not as overwhelming as well. So that's definitely a positive if you're ordering catering or if you're taking the time to cook a homemade meal. And some fun ideas could be like a taco bar. Jenna, I know that's right up your alley. You love tacos. me too. You know, maybe a mocktail margarita for the graduate, or even a brunch with bagels and French toast and mocktail mimosas. And some graduates are of age, so like if they're graduating from college. So in that case, specifically, my favorite mimosa style is mixing orange and pineapple juice together with champagne for a more tropical flavor. Mm. And you can always add like an edible flower as a garnish to make it feel super fancy too, which is kind of cool.
This is the second time we've heard of edible flowers this week on the show. We were talking about it with CT Food Grill. It's so funny. I've never heard of them till this week.
It's the season.
I love it.
I love it. And you know, you can find them, since you guys brought up, you can find them at like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. They sell, not everywhere sells them, but some like regular grocery stores will sell edible flowers, and I feel like people buy them out. So yeah, if you see them, grab them. They're really fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So depending on the type of party, you might want to set up lawn games outside so that everybody can enjoy and kind of commingle. Spike ball and volleyball are great, and you'll probably use those at the beach if you end up going on vacation this summer. But I recommend offering something more inclusive like bocce or giant Jenga. Traditional cornhole is also a hit, but only four players can play at a time, whereas in bocce, like I think you can have up to eight players, or Jenga doesn't even really have a limit and can be kind of for everybody of all ages. And one other thing that I think is kind of special is you can encourage guests to contribute some messages, advice, or like a fond memory to a memory jar. Like you could just get a mason jar or a vase. And this could be a tangible keepsake that's private to the graduate. So whether it's on life advice or just deciding, you know, their career path or tips for high school or college, this is the perfect time to get some jewels of wisdom from family and friends, or, you know, reminisce on those fun memories over the years. And another way, last way here to capture the moment, is have a dedicated photo session right at home. This could even be if you're doing like an intimate thing. The summer weather, you know, means all the landscaping's done. The trees are already blooming and everything. So you know, your home can serve as a beautiful backdrop for some family photos or even friend photos of the graduates. So take those cap and gown photos right at home before or after the ceremony with friends. My husband would say that this would be like him enjoying the fruits of his labor, taking care of the yard and mowing and making it look all nice. That's the landscape. That's all we need. But your graduate will feel so special if you have special photos taken like that. And if you want to take it a step further, hire a photographer. You can DIY it on our phones. All have such great cameras now, but you could also go that extra mile. When I graduated high school, one of my friend's moms hired a professional photographer, and that was their gift to our whole group. All of us girls wore white t-shirts and jeans, and we took a photo outside in their garden. I still have it, and it kind of makes me want to pull it back up from somewhere because it's not digital. I have it like printed professionally. It was really nice. So you can always find a way to make your graduate feel special right at home.
Nice. Those are all great ideas for anyone who has a grad in their family.
Yeah, I love the idea with the pictures and the matching outfits. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cheesy, but looking back, it's super cool to have that memory.
Summer's coming up pretty quick now. The kids are ending school. You can feel it with the weather outside. And every Wednesday we talk home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
Yeah. So what do you have for us, Susie?
Yeah. I mean, as summer approaches, homeowners with teens are gearing up for summer jobs, college grads returning home, what to do with the kids all summer long, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, in 2024, remote internships are actually a thing. I was speaking to a high school intern who's working on an internship for this summer, and it happens to be remote. So this is kind of new to me, but I thought it was an interesting call out because parents are probably looking the ways of how am I going to, you know, handle this at home with my kid who's working remote now. So parents can assist young adults by helping them like establish a dedicated workspace right at home, which is something you probably do if you work remote, and you can understand that. And using it as an opportunity to foster proactive communication with supervisors and team members and instilling a sense of personal responsibility and managing their time effectively for a healthy and productive balance. And for those of us that have jobs where we work remotely, or, you know, we've had that experience and, you know, the younger generation won't know how to do that. So, you know, this is kind of a great teachable moment, I guess, for those that are having kids home this summer with remote internships. And for those that are, you know, younger or just coming home from college, you can encourage your teen or college grad to set personal goals for the summer. So maybe they want to master a new skill like gardening and help you out a little bit, or complete a personal project at home, like, you know, redoing their bedroom or changing something in the closet. You know, saving a certain amount of money is also a big one for teens. They want to work hard. They want to be able to buy things themselves and have that independence be fostered at a young age. So it's our job to really empower them during the summer to take charge of what their summer plans are and create a culture in our home. So for the remainder of the summer, we want our home at my house to be like fun and safe, where you can be yourself but relaxing and kind of bring, you know, the kids into seeing how we run a household on an everyday basis, because summer is not just a Saturday every single day. So, you know, a lot of us parents have to keep working. So in preparation for that, it's really essential to create a summer calendar and a bucket list with activities that cater to the kids of all ages in your house. You know, this is going to promote that balance of fun and personal responsibility that's needed. So you'll schedule the activities, but you'll also schedule the downtime. And the goal here is to really just encourage a sense of togetherness and enjoyment within your home and things that everybody can look forward to. And for those younger kiddos that aren't working at all, like, I mean, toddlers and young kids, you know, map out what chores belong to which person over the summer. Like, some kids can help unload the dishwasher. Maybe you have them do this year round anyways, but it becomes a little bit more constant in the summer when they're home all the time. You know, identify what motivates each kid and build a structure for them to follow in their day that's age appropriate.
Yeah, it's interesting because my oldest daughter's in kindergarten, so she's just realizing now that school's ending because it's the first time she's had like a last day of school. So it's like, it's like, wait, I don't have to go back for a few months. It's funny.
Exactly. Like my daughter already kind of helps me like take the trash in and go get the mail. But I think like maybe I'll kind of like watch her do it from the driveway rather than like having her do it with me, to give her that sense of like, you can help me too. We can do this together, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a little more time on our hands in the summer to pause and take that time with them too.
And it's really good that you're maintaining some type of structure, right? Because they'll be going back to school pretty soon anyway.
Right. It's like you said, Susie, it's not just one big vacation. Yeah, it's a bunch of Saturdays.
Exactly. I know we're transitioning to kindergarten too, Kevin. And one of the things is that lunchtime is going to be really monitored, or you're already in kindergarten. My daughter's going into kindergarten. And so I told her for the whole month of August, I'm going to be timing her lunch to 25 minutes because she takes an hour and 25 minutes to eat a meal. And I'm like, I don't want you to be starving when you go into real big kid school. So like, we have to work on this. That's like a goal that we're going to have. And she's like looking at me like, why? But
That's a good idea though. Yeah.
I can't wait for the updates.
Exactly.
I'm starving. All right. Awesome. Well, everyone enjoy your summers and whatever your kids are doing, whether it's camps or staying home, and have a great one. It's good the summer's finally here. So thanks so much, Susie. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.